Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this afternoon they're going to be the views of our good friend Bruce Adamson. Now, this afternoon we're going to be talking about George de Morenschild. Now, who is George de Morenschild? Well, he is one of the most important figures in the assassination of President Kennedy, because George de Morenschild was Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend, and I believe he was his intelligence commission handler. Certainly, de Morenschild had strong ties to the intelligence agencies. He had strong ties to George Herbert Walker Bush, to Lyndon Johnson, and... Well, it's an incredible story, and our guest this afternoon was one of my patients many years ago, and we got to know Bruce very well. And Bruce managed to get a large settlement from his employer but he took, instead of taking that money and using it for his own use, he decided he was going to do something important. And he spent many, many years tracking down the incredible story of George de Morenschild, because after you've heard the story, I don't think there'll be any question in your mind at all that we have not been told the truth about the assassination of President Kennedy. And if that indeed is the truth, why then, of course, what else are they lying to the American people about? And how would they possibly get away with a coup d'etat by murdering an American president, and yet so few people today really understand what happened? Bruce, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me again, Stan. It's always a pleasure.
Well, let's just get a little bit into the background of the story. And basically, how did you, was it that you came to actually set out to track down the story of George de Morenschild?
Well, the movie, 1992, Oliver Stone's movie came out, JFK, and, you know, I didn't like the script the first time around, and then after the second, third time, many years later, I thought he did a pretty good job. But at first, I was out to show that Oswald did it, and then I went through the 26 volumes, and I just came across the 200 pages of George de Morenschild's testimony. And I said, geez, Oswald's closest friend dated Jackie Kennedy's mother, which would be the aunt by marriage to our California governor's wife, you know. And I said to myself, geez, what's going on here? You know, that's, the world isn't that small. So, you know, I just, one thing led to another. And then I said, well, he committed suicide in Palm Beach. I wonder what, you know, the Palm Beach sheriffs have. And that was the first coroner's inquest in the state of Florida. So I contacted the West Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, and I served him with a Freedom of Information Act and spoke to Colonel Sheets, who led the investigation. And I said, hey, I'd like to get his papers and his phone book. I know you don't have the time to go through and do genealogy and everybody in the phone book, but I'll share with you everything that I find out. So they were really cooperative. They didn't have to help me, and I did have to go through the court system and to get the audio tape of de Morenschild committing suicide. And so I did spend 2 years and about $20,000 just doing genealogical research on everybody in George de Morenschild's phone book. And that I found George Herbert Walker Bush, as you mentioned. I found Lyndon Johnson. I hired a handwriting analysis to make sure that was de Morenschild's handwriting, writing Lyndon Johnson's 1957 senatorial telephone number in his book. And then I pinpoint the day of the book that was that it was prepared. It was all typed in, but a lot of stuff was written in, and that was 1953-54. Well, just one thing led to another, and I just kept going and didn't drop the ball. I just kind of, you know, went on an eight-month trip in my motorhome all over through Texas, visiting Georgetown University, where Senator Towers' papers were kept. I went to LBJ's library at Austin, University of Austin. And
Can you hold that thought there, Bruce? We're going to be back in just a moment with Bruce Adamson on the story of George de Morenschild.
SpyBuild.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBuild.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBuild.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBuild.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBuild.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBuild.com today. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Bruce Adamson. And we were talking about his effort to really get at the full story of the man who was supposedly Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend, but indeed, in my estimation, was his handler. And do you believe that DeMone Schultz was an intelligence agent who was handling Lee Harvey Oswald?
Well, I believe that when he said that Oswald was set up for the assassination and then put a shotgun in his mouth and pulled the trigger, I feel that that was a dying declaration, but I believe the 9 shock treatments that he was given escalated his suicide, and I believe he was telling the truth.
All right, fine. Well, now what about George Herbert Walker Bush? What was his relationship to George DeMone Schultz?
Well, he wrote me a letter in 1993. My cousin happened to be from Houston and was a self-made millionaire and knew George Bush briefly, not really well, and his wife knows Barbara. And my cousin got me into the Houston Oil Club to do research on DeMone Schultz and Bush, but Bush was... wrote me a letter that he had known Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend since 1942. His roommate at Andover and at Yale, Edward Gordon Hooker, was the nephew of George DeMone Schultz. So the stepfather of Edward Gordon Hooker, who was a member of the New York Stock Exchange, was Dmitri von Mohren Schultz. And he married Mrs. Cartwright, Hooker, who was Edward's mom. So Mrs. Cartwright Hooker was a companion of the Royal Order of the Garter. You know, the royal family. Hello?
Dimitri Dumoncelt was actually George's brother, wasn't he?
Right. But he didn't change it. During World War II, Dumoncelt did not want to be associated with the Germans, so he changed his George von Dumoncelt to George D. Dumoncelt.
Right.
He was beat up in a bar in Montana, but one thing led back to George Herbert Walker Bush. So he wrote me this letter in 93, admitting that he'd known Dumoncelt since 1942. Well, so what? He knows Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend.
That's good. Why would Dumoncelt have his telephone number in his book, you know?
Yeah, well, and then I circumstantially proved that both Dumoncelt and Bush are CIA back in the 1950s.
Right.
And then you have to look at the evidence on the day of the assassination. Bush Sr. was calling the FBI office in Houston and used his address, and the FBI agent that took his call knew Bush's voice, so there's no question that Bush made the call. So he said he knew of another man named James Parrott talking about killing the president, but he doesn't make any disclosure that he had known Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend since 1942, as he did many years later. Well, that's not a big deal. But then on the day of after the assassination, you have J. Edgar Hoover briefing George Bush of the CIA about the assassination, and yet there's still no mention of his association to Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend. Well, okay, if that's not a big deal, then you have the father, Prescott Bush, at Brown Brothers and Harriman, his banking firm, giving Dumoncelt a $300,000 line of credit in May of 1963, 3 days before he meets with Lyndon Johnson for the second time. And keep in mind that Prescott Bush had retired as senator on April the 11th, 63, and Lyndon Johnson and Prescott Bush had worked across the aisles and were very close to one another.
And, of course, $300,000 in 1963 is like $3 million or $5 million today.
Hey,
so,
sure.
And then
on the day Kennedy was, anybody who had prior knowledge of the assassination, like if you're a member of the New York Stock Exchange, if you have any knowledge of September 11th was going to happen, you can make a fortune by selling your merchandise, sell before the event, and then buy it back for pennies on the dollar the day after or a month later.
Sure. So anyway, Dumoncelt certainly has a lot of very, very, very strange relationships. But what about his strange relationship with Lyndon Johnson, who became president of the United States after John Kennedy was murdered? So what was his relationship to LBJ?
Well, that is the most intriguing because it's, you know, people say, well, here's Bruce picking on the Republicans. You know, and not necessarily. I go after Lyndon Johnson, and I was the first to find these letters between Lyndon Johnson and Dumoncelt corresponding to one another a week after Oswald allegedly shot at right-wing General Walker. No relation to the Walker side of the Bush family that I know of. But this is in Dallas, Texas, on Turtle Creek Road. And so you have Dumoncelt writing to Lyndon Johnson on April the 17th, and Lyndon Johnson writing back on the 18th, the day that Dumoncelt leaves his home in Dallas, Texas, to go to meet with Lyndon Johnson on April the 26th, his next-door neighbor, a professor, is burned in a fire, and they have no report of it today. I could not find it when I went down there to look for it. So that was another strange coincidence.
Well, of course, a lot of evidence disappears. Just like there were well over 100 people who were associated with the murder of John Kennedy, and they all were murdered or died under very, very mysterious circumstances within a very short period of time. So, you know, anyway, of course, the fact that here is Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend meeting with Lyndon Johnson. Do we have any idea what they talked about at all?
Well, we know that a guy named Clement Charles, who was like the right-hand man of Papa Doc Duvalier in Haiti, was with them. And We know that Mrs. George de Mornschild, the fourth wife of de Mornschild, was with him when he's meeting with Lyndon Johnson, and she worked with Abe Zapruder, who was there to film the whole assassination. They worked with one another and were friends way back in 1953.
And so here's Zapruder, who everybody's seen this movie, but he's also ties into at least people who are related to de Mornschild. So it's a very small little clique there, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not natural when you're filming and you hear gunshots that you don't react for your own safety like everybody else in the line of your camera. You don't keep panning when you hear gunshots. If it's me, Zapruder had vertigo. You fall to the ground, or you used to look. The hell with the camera. I don't, you know, are they shooting at me? You know, that's only natural. But he should have made disclosure, and so should have the de Mornschilds when they testified before the Warren Commission report. If they had brought it out in the open, it would show that they were on the up and up, and nobody would question their sincerity.
So there are really so many strange relationships back and forth between de Mornschild and key players in the power structure of America at that time. Now, who was de Mornschild's father-in-law? And can you tell us how that he was in charge of 250 CIA agents? Here's de Mornschild's father-in-law. Is a very high-ranking CIA official in charge of 250 agents. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, that's 10 years before the assassination. From 1950 to 1953, his father-in-law was Samuel Walter Washington, one of the top guys at the State Department, who was loaned out to the CIA from 50 to 53 to be in charge of the coup in Guatemala. Unlike the Bay of Pigs invasion, this was a successful coup. And 53 is the magic year because that's the year Bush and de Mornschild are in the CIA. And that's when Bush starts his CIA offshore oil company, that's Bush Sr., Zapata Offshore Oil. And that's when he has his platforms that house 75 to 100 men 51 miles north of Cuba. So he could pretend like he's drilling for oil. But all the while, helicopters can land, and they can kind of keep an eye on what's going on with Castro.
All right. Now, what's this about the relative of de Mornschild who sold Jackie Kennedy the pink Chanel dress she wore in Dallas?
Yes, that's kind of an odd twist. And she tried to get de Mornschild a job at American Express, but you know, when he first came to America, to the United States. But that is Nona McAdoo. She owned the clothing store Che Neon. And you keep in mind that de Mornschild's friends with Jackie Kennedy's dress designer, her exclusive dress designer, Ole Cassini, and his brother, Igor Cassini, who works for William Randolph Hearst. And every time Igor went down to Palm Beach, he played tennis with CIA Director Alan Dulles and the Shah of Iran. De Mornschild knew the Shah of Iran. But the clothing store, Nona McAdoo, she owned that, and Molly McAdoo was Jackie's, she had direct ties to Jackie, and Molly was the one that would introduce her to these dresses, and the pink Chanel suit was purchased from Che Neon and worn to Dallas.
Well, now, of course, here's
that could be coincidence. I'm not, I don't know, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, fine. Now, what was de Mornschild's relationship to Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, the man, of course, who was on the Warren Commission to make sure there wasn't a conspiracy?
Well, I should say that Alan Dulles interviewed de Mornschild. He was the Chief Justice at that Chief Warren Commissioner because Earl Warren was busy with the U.S. Supreme Court, but Jackie Kennedy, I wanted to just mention that Jackie Kennedy's mother dated de Mornschild in 1938 on a daily basis, and after the assassination, she was exchanging letters with de Mornschild, and Alan Dulles was getting copies of those letters. But Alan Dulles, I found a letter that the CIA destroyed in 1953 at the very time de Mornschild's father-in-law was in charge of 250 CIA agents. I found a letter that the CIA destroyed. I tried to get it through the Freedom of Information Act. I was the first to publish the letter in Volume 4 of the de Mornschild story. And it's a letter from Alan Dulles to Dmitry von Mornschild February 27, 1953, 3 days after Alan Dulles took over as CIA director. Well, the letter circumstantially proves that Dimitri von Morenschild and Alan Dulles know that their relatives co-founded the CIA.
Hold it.
Okay.
Stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA. That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The following is a typical call for Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse System.
This is Kimberly speaking. How can I help you?
I just heard a radio show with Dr. Lauren Ritter, and he was talking about colon cleansing.
Right. Everyone should consider cleansing their system to remove the buildup of harmful toxins that make us feel sick and tired.
I feel bloated, especially after I eat.
Dr. Ritter has a formula called Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. It gently cleanses your system and removes the harmful materials inside of you.
It's sort of like sweeping the colon clean, huh?
But a lot of people notice a big difference after they use it. They say they feel lighter, more energetic, and they have comfortable bathroom habits again.
How do I get started?
Call now to find out how to get Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse risk-free. Call 1-800-890-3525. It's safe and guaranteed. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
And as you begin studying all of these various forces working behind the scenes, you see that they're all connected one way or the other, and maybe we'll never know. But it's very interesting. There was a gentleman named Mohammed Al-Fayed. You remember it was his son, Dodi, who was killed with Princess Diana there in Paris several years ago. The father is firmly convinced that the CIA was involved. He's tried to get the CIA files on Princess Diana, and the FBI files, and they refuse to release them. And you have to wonder why they don't want to release their secret files on Princess Diana. Well, anyway, if you go back to the time, though, you'll find that Mohammed Al-Fayed just happened to be a business partner of none other than de Mornschild. So why don't you go ahead and tell that incredible story here? This is taking us back many years, and of course you had to actually file a lawsuit for the CIA to get the information, but there's no question de Mornschild was tied into Dodi's father, father of the young man who died with Princess Diana. So pick up the story there, Bruce.
Well, there's a lot of interesting connections. One of the little points that I found out, whether it's just a coincidental or is that Prescott Bush's partner, Abigail Harriman's wife, died at the Ritz Hotel just a few months before Princess Diana's death. And she was ambassador with CIA cover to France under Bill Clinton. But whether that's relevant or not, I don't make a judgment. I just bring it out. But back in 1964, right after the assassination of Kennedy, you'll have James Angleton monitoring de Mornschild's mail. At the same time, he's breaking into the home of Mary Meyer, who was the lover of JFK. Mary Meyer, he was caught twice by Ben Bradley breaking into the home, James Angleton was, of Mary Meyer. Well, at this very time, Mohammed Al-Fayed's in business with George de Mornschild in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and he's representing a gentleman by the name of El Amir Atta, who happens to be from Cairo, Egypt, just like Al-Fayed. And that's strange because El Amir Atta hadn't had a son yet. If it's the same one, I know they're both from the same town, but he didn't have a son yet born named Mohammed Atta. And then 2 months before the crash of September 11th, Mohammed Al-Fayed lost a lawsuit against the Pentagon and the CIA. And there are interesting connections on Mohammed Al-Fayed and the Atta family where they have the same surname. Whether they're relatives, I'm not the judge. I tried to run an ad in the paper, in the Egypt paper in Cairo, and they wouldn't even acknowledge me. But that's interesting. But then there's more things, such as I won a case against the CIA. They had a file on Al-Fayed, and they told me that in that file, that Al-Fayed, which is the document is on my website, Al-Fayed was a senior officer of Egyptian intelligence. Well, when I started digging into the JFK, the Princess Diana thing, I was contacted by Conrad Black's writers for the Saturday Night magazine in London. And Conrad Black's involved in a controversy out there in Palm Beach today. He was the owner of the Chicago Sun, the Sun-Times that released the identity of Valerie Plame, Novak.
Right.
Right. And Conrad Black's writers promised to give me credit, and they used all my research, and they didn't give me any credit. And they ordered books through the U.S. mails, and they did not pay for them. So I filed a criminal complaint against Conrad Black with the postal inspectors, but nothing, and I even went through Congressman Sam Farr, but nothing was really ever done about it. But at least I kind of connect the dots and put it together. But an interesting connection is that Al-Fayed wanted access to those 1,100 pages to see if there was a connection to the CIA. Why would the CIA be following Princess Diana? Why would the Pentagon be interested in Princess Diana? Was it because she was working with the Red Cross over the landmines? I don't know. I would like to know what's in those 1,100 pages, but the interesting connection is that Al-Fayed's brother-in-law is George Bush Sr.'s business partner, and that's Anand Khashoggi. And it was Anand Khashoggi who was involved in the computerized voting machines. He's a big, large investor, and his assistant was the one who designed the ballots, the flawed ballots, in West Palm Beach, Florida, during the 2000 election.
Oh, how strange these things fit together. Well, why do you think that John Kennedy was assassinated? What was the motivation? And, of course, we know why they covered it up. They couldn't let the American people know, the CIA, the FBI. Suddenly, there's so many various people involved with the assassination. You couldn't have done it just an isolated one man. So, when we get back, we'll get into the subject of why was JFK assassinated? Our number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question for our special guest today, Bruce Adamson, who's dedicated 20 years to tracking down the elusive figure, George Dumoinshelf.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Psychology, ancient mysteries, paranormal phenomena, mythic culture, media awareness, science and technology. Join us as we journey through the mysterious, the unexplained, the practical, and the unpredictable. What we know about ourselves and what we have yet to discover. We're extending the outer limits with your host, Michael Molinos, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, only on GCN.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Bruce Adamson, and we're talking about his research in the background of George Dumoinshelf. Lee Harvey Oswald's handler. And, of course, Lee Harvey Oswald, if you've studied his history, there's no question at all that he was associated with intelligence agencies, perhaps several of them. Well, before we go on, Bruce, I do want to give out our telephone number if anybody would like to call in. 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Bruce, do you want to tell people how they can get copies of your either your books or the CD that has all the books on it?
Yeah, the CD has digitally mastered PDF files, 2,500 pages. They can get it through my website at CIAJFK.com, but I would hope that they would mention Dr. Stan Monteith so I can know where it's coming from and I can contribute to the worthy radio shows, you know, that allow people like me to voice my opinions and facts. So that's...
One more time, let's get your website out.
It's CIAJFK.com. And, you know, I put 15 years of my life and spent around $200,000 in researching. And what they get out, they can buy just one book if they want, you know, a hard copy. Or they can buy it all on CD and print it out and read it at their leisure. And they'll get all the FBI and CIA documents that I won. I won a case against the FBI and got Des Moines' entire FBI folder dating back to 1941 with Hoover closely watching Des Moines way back in 1941. And then isn't it coincidence that Hoover is briefing George Bush of the CIA the day after the assassination, and then Bush Sr. has known Des Moines since 1942.
Well, now, why were they watching Des Moines? Were they concerned that he might be a German agent or what?
No, Nelson Rockefeller, who was in charge of the Inter-American Affairs, which is the sister organization of the OSS, offered Des Moines a job, and Des Moines' brother Dimitri worked for the OSS translating documents, German and Russian documents for the government, United States government. So they were tightly knit. They were tied to people like Cecil B. DeMille, who died in the late 50s, so he had no connection with the assassination or anything like that. But it's just, they were tied to the movers and shakers, you know, especially from the white Russian community. And
so basically the FBI was keeping files on a lot of people. I know they were keeping them on me. I got a copy of my file, page after page after page, blacked out because in the name of national security, of course.
Right. The only thing I didn't get was about 60 documents that were redacted, but the Des Moines' entire IRS file is redacted. And you think, well, what are they trying to hide? We know that Des Moines was working for William F. Buckley Sr. in Panapiqui Oil down in Venezuela. And all these other intelligence people like William S. Paley of CBS, Nelson Rockefeller, you know, so he was definitely, his father-in-law was in charge of 250 CIA agents, you know, and they had an obligation to disclose this way back in 1964 when they had the Warren Commission report. Alan Dulles had an obligation to dismiss himself or recuse himself from being in charge of the Warren Commission because he knew that his relatives and Dimitri's and George's relatives co-founded the Secret Service during World War One, and that would have been his uncle, Robert Lansing, and Des Moines' grandfather by marriage, William Gibbs McAdoo, who happened to be the father of Nona McAdoo, who sold Jackie Kennedy her dress to go to Dallas in.
So these things all interlock, and shouldn't they go from generation to generation? And, of course, they tie in, I believe, to a very mysterious organizations, which most people have no knowledge even exists. Well, my telephone number again, 800-259-5791, and let's get back to that question, why do you think that President Kennedy was assassinated? Why did they have to kill the American president?
Before I answer that, I just wanted to make one other point on the important point that you brought up on Muhammad Al-Fayed, and that was that Des Moines' daughter was having an affair with Muhammad Al-Fayed in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and his daughter told me when I interviewed her back in the 90s that I should tread lightly when I asked her Des Moines' association to the Cassini family. And had I known she was dating Muhammad Al-Fayed, believe me, I would have treaded lightly. I didn't know that at the time, so I found that out years later. But regarding the motives, I believe that the oil depletion allowance was one of the motives, but I don't believe that's Des Moines' driving cause. I believe the firing of Alan Dulles over the Bay of Pigs is a cause, and the failure of the Bay of Pigs it was a reason. And I believe the Cuban Missile Crisis was a motive. I have a letter from Prescott Bush to Alan Dulles where he's really paranoid over the Cuban Missile Crisis. So that's important. And I believe that that Alan Dulles' tennis partner, Igor Cassini's wife, when she committed suicide on April 7th in New York City in 1963, that set Des Moines into motion, because Des Moines is a kind of guy who's loyal to you to the end. So in his eyes, he was doing the right thing, but setting up somebody to take the entire blame for something they didn't do, and what I, like Oswald, is not really excusable.
Well, basically, on your CD that you offer, you have a book that Des Moines Shell wrote called I'm a Patsy. What's the background of that book? What is Des Moines Shelton writing about there?
Well, he's kind of rambling. He mentions Porfirio Ruby Rosa and calls him Ruby, not Jack Ruby, but it's R-U-B-I. And Porfirio Ruby Rosa was the son-in-law to President Trujillo, who was killed in an open limousine 2 weeks after Igor Cassini met with him in the Dominican Republic. And the machine guns were supplied by the CIA, where Trujillo is riding in front of his mother's house in an open limousine, and he's whacked just like President Kennedy. And Porfirio Ruby Rosa was with President Kennedy the day before in Fort Worth, Texas. And so he hung out with Sinatra. But, you know, there's just a lot of associations. Sometimes they're just associations, and you can't make somebody guilty, but it sure is interesting, all these different connections. But DeMarchal does mention him, and then he mentions that that he teamed up with Jackie Kennedy's mother, you know, all the different theories, and kind of goes over them. But, it, you know, he's kind of like teasing. He's not really being honest.
Well, you know, of course, there are many people who honestly believe that one of the major reasons for the assassination was, number one, Kennedy was going to print money that was backed by silver, and two, the biggest one was Kennedy didn't want to get into a war in Vietnam, whereas the establishment, the people who really run things, did want to draw us into this senseless no-win war, and Kennedy was in the way. In fact, almost immediately after Johnson became president, he began expanding the war. Do you think those things played any part in it?
Well, I believe that anybody having prior knowledge on the New York Stock Exchange, you know, the day Kennedy was killed, the stock market dropped $21 billion. $21 billion in 1963 was worth a lot more than it is today. So, I mean, we having fire disasters that are $1 billion in San Diego. But back in 1963, when the stock market drops $21 billion, that's a lot of money. But I believe you are right on the Vietnam War. That's another motive, is regarding the Bell helicopter. The mother, Ruth Forbes Payne, she's a first cousin of John Forbes Carey, also a Skull and Bones member. John Forbes Carey and Ruth Forbes Payne are cousins, and their Ruth Forbes Payne's daughter and son, daughter-in-law and son, Michael Payne, are putting the Oswalds up in their home. And Ruth Forbes Payne's husband is the inventor of the Bell helicopter, and they made millions and millions of dollars during the Korean War and the Vietnam War. I think they got, you know, I don't know how many millions in royalties for each helicopter that was sold, and there was Bell Textron, and I think Fletcher Prouty covers that in his books. And,
that would be the secret team.
Right, the secret team, and so that's an important motive, because one Arthur Young's pilots, Joseph Mashman, was LBJ's personal pilot to and from Texas to Washington. So in a nutshell, that's what I've uncovered, and like I have Volume 6 is dedicated to the ties between Ruth Forbes Payne and to Mary Bancroft, the family who just sold Barron's, the Wall Street Journal, to Rupert Murdoch. Mary Bancroft was an OSS agent and a CIA agent, and she was the lover of both Alan Dulles and Henry Luce, who purchased the Zapruder film.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question for Bruce. Bruce, after investing $200,000 and many years of your life in this, why did you do it? Why was it important? I mean, because you're not a wealthy person. You've taken most of what you've been able to accumulate through the years. Why did you invest all that money in this quest?
That's a good question. I got sick of the story, and I wanted to make a decision, but I never thought my decision was that I was going to prove that Oswald did it. And now I've kind of, you know, ate my own words. I came across DeMornchild, And I can see how everything is kind of interwoven. And, you know, I believe that there's one physical piece of evidence that clears Oswald as not being in the assassin. And that is when he's arrested, he does not have gunpowder nitrates on his face. That was done by the Dallas police. And even Oswald's own brother is condemning him as being the assassin. And I said to myself, geez, I mean, what kind of, when does circumstantial evidence not become circumstantial? At some point, it crosses the barrier of being compelling. And I believe that all of this is just over compelling, and it's just the American public doesn't really have a clue. They won't let me get me on the Today Show and give me the kind of time that you're giving me, because I couldn't do it. I can't even begin to scratch the surface, you know, let alone in 1 hour. But my goal, I believe, is to clear the name of Oswald. It would be the most honorable thing. And just find out the truth so the American public will know that, you know, you can be living and you can be embarrassed and shamed for having a part of any part of this. And I believe that's what has to be done, is that we have to get history right. If we don't get history right, then we're doomed to repeat it, and we're doomed to be living a lie. We want to know the truth, and not to overthrow the current government or to retaliate, because that's not my goal. It's just to expose it.
But I think, of course, that there is a force within our government. It's not the whole government, but there are a small cadre of people who have a different agenda, who have a different goal in life. And, of course, many times these people tie into families that have been around for many generations.
That's one of my gripes about this current election, is that we have, now they say Hillary's the favorite. She's from Yale. You have Bush Jr. He was from Yale. Then you had Bill Clinton from Yale University. And then you have Bush Sr. from Yale. So what, Yale University is going to, in two families, are going to control the United States of America for 28 years? Is that what we really want? That's like having a royal family. You know what I mean? It bothers me that two families, and they're all from the same university, Yale University, would be able to manipulate the government and control that they are getting into the office and control our government. I don't think that's right.
And, of course, you know, in Russia, why, of course, the head of the government almost always comes from the KGB. But isn't it interesting that here in the United States, why, of course, the man who became president came from the KGB. His name was, pardon me, from the CIA. His name was George Herbert Walker Bush. And now his son is the president of the United States. And George Herbert Walker Bush happens to be very good friends with Bill Clinton, who is married to Hillary Clinton. And you begin to see these connections, and you're asking yourself, is it we really have a two-party system in America? Do we have a one-party system? And is most of what we're seeing simply an illusion, smoke and mirrors, rhetoric over reality? Is it all showmanship? Is it Abbott and Costello? Is it, Laurel and Hardy? Is it Amos and Andy? Is it simply this game that they play to entertain the American people? And I'd like to suggest that's exactly what it is, and this game is going to continue. And it's going to be very costly for you and for your family unless you're willing to become informed and then help us get the truth out, because we have a great deal of information available on my website. And one more time, let's tell people about your website. Do you actually have a website, Bruce?
Oh, yes. Yes. I've been doing genealogy, which is a different technique of researching family trees. And I've been doing it since 1982, and my website is it's real simple. It's CIAJFK.com, people that aren't on the Internet, they can write to me, maybe send a self-stamped envelope to Bruce Adamson, P.O. Box 1003, that's 1003, and the city is Aptos, A-P-T-O-S, California, 95001, and I can give a phone number out if somebody wants to leave a message, but they can buy with a credit card right off of the website if they're interested. But please mention Radio Liberty and Dr. Stan so I can help this radio station at the same time.
All right, fine. And what is that telephone number?
It's 831-465-9272. And I would just leave a message on who you are and what you would like to know. There's a volume one is about Bush Sr. There's the JFK timeline. That's 300 pages of facts from the 11 volumes on the DeMornchild story. We have DeMornchild's personal phone book from the West Palm Beach Sheriff's listed on that CD, too. And much of the Warren Commission testimony, the House Select Committee on Assassinations is on the CD.
All right, fine. And one more time, the telephone number.
The website is CIAJFK.com, and the telephone number is 831-465-9272. And just leave a message, and if you would like my address, it's just P.O. Box 1003, Aptos, A-P-T-O-S, California, 95001. And be sure to mention Radio Liberty so I can help Stan.
Thank you very much, Bruce. And, of course, I've known Bruce for many years. He was one of my patients when I was practicing orthopedics and has been a good friend ever since then. Well, Bruce, thank you so very much. We'll look forward. Maybe we can get you back on just about the time of the anniversary of the assassination, the coup d'etat that, of course, started us down the downward spiral we're on today here in the United States. Thanks very much for being with us, Bruce.
Thank you, Stan, and thanks for having me on again.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program, and then a great program the next hour. Don't even think about changing that dial.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, Rocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The Genesis Communication Network, and we've got some great material on the assassination. We have 2 4-tape sets. The first 4-tape set has an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. It has a two-hour interview with General, with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, and other material on the assassination. The second tape set certainly has interviews with Madeline Duncan Brown, who is was Lyndon Baines Johnson's mistress, who tells about the meeting before the evening before the assassination, where Hoover was there, and people from the CIA, Alan Dulles, Richard Nixon, Lyndon Baines Johnson, they were all in on this, as well as the oil man and members of the mafia. They were there planning the assassination. You'll find the two-hour interview with Madeline Duncan Brown unparalleled. Of course, we have other information. Certainly, Colonel Marvin, who's a frequent guest on our program, tells how he was told by the members of the mafia in New Jersey they were asked to help with the assassination. The CIA asked them to help, and of course, they backed out. They didn't want anything to do with it. But Colonel Marvin tells when he was in assassin school, being trained as an assassin, the CIA readily admitted they had to kill the president because he was betraying America. So the information's there. There's no question. We carry the book. A Kill Zone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. We hope you'll call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And so you can get that information. We've got fascinating information put out by Bob Fletcher on the murder of Sonny Bono. Remember Congressman Sonny Bono? And that is a video that's available from Radio Liberty. We have so much information. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 5 hours a day. You can see many of our videos or DVDs absolutely free of charge. Pull down our newsletters and read them. And understand that there are powerful secret societies that are energized by spiritual forces, truly demonic forces on the other side. We have a great new syllabus. It's called The Plan to Police State. We even have a four-tape set to go with that called The Impending Police State. You need to get this information. You need to study it. You need to have it at your fingertips, and you'll see many of the original government documents which are leading us towards the coming police state. Don't wait until it happens. Get involved now and help us get the information out. Get people to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you should, or get the DVD. Watch my talk on the forbidden secret. So important to understand there is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years, and most of the major philosophers and world leaders were well aware of this secret. And many of the richest men in the world today are well aware of this secret, and that's why they have their wealth today. They know the secret. Then, of course, you'll want to get the four CD or four tape set entitled The Secret, Behind the Secret. It's a response to Rhonda Byrne, who's introducing people to the law of attraction. Rhonda was featured on Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and Jim Carrey and Ellen DeGeneres, all of whom say that they've used the technique. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a technique. You can get a great wealth, but of course at the price of your eternal salvation. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, you need to get the videos, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. This is the most amazing video footage we have, and it's available in DVD. And, of course, you can get the 3-hour one, the 4-hour one, the 10-hour one. And you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. You'll begin to understand the demonic forces actually working within many of our churches today. Of course, they're serving the other God. Well, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Go there, listen to our programs. You can listen to them live, archived on MP3, or 9 hours a day. We'll be right back in just a moment.
It's a fact. Since the creation...